Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yesterday I said this was the most embarrassing year of Jerry Jones's Dallas Cowboys life. I've got to amend that. Saying sorry to Jerry today. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Pearl, he actually did it. The gambler went in.
I'll cut out of here.
Made a trade. And listen, Quinnen Williams is a defensive tackle for the New York Jets. We are in New York, so we're pretty familiar with this game. He's good. He is a very good defensive tackle. He's been on some terrible teams. Really bad. But he has been on some good defenses, Pearl. I like what the Cowboys did yesterday. Does it mean they're making the playoffs this year? Probably not. They're pretty far in the hole at 3-5-1. But Quinnen Williams is about to be 26 years old, prime of his career, right? Or just about there. In the prime of his career, we know defensive tackles can have long careers. Mm-hmm. He's already shown that he's as far from a bust. I mean, the guy has made Pro Bowls. This was a smart move for the future for the Cowboys, the immediate future, next year, the year after, while you're still all in with Dak Prescott.
Seriously, the gambler.
Yeah,
we're still even calling him that. this trade is the second worst. I mean, thank God for Dallas that the Colts exist and they made that idiotic trade. This would be the focal point of the NFL world. How bad this trade was. Because
what do you like about it?
They're not making the playoffs this year. So why are they giving up such a massive future haul, a second round, a 2026 second round pick, which is good because it's a weak draft, and then 2027 first round pick is going to be amazing. And the Cowboys might be really bad that year. So that's going to be a very, very valuable pick. I can't believe for a defensive tackle. Let's talk positions. Maybe an edge rusher. You can squint. Obviously a quarterback. Maybe a super high-end wide receiver. But a defensive tackle who has all of a sudden forgotten how to get to the quarterback. Have you noticed that about Quinnen Williams? He used to be great at that. Now he's not good at it. This is one of the worst deals I've seen in a long time.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Quinnen Williams was 27. He's about to be 28. I got him and Sauce Gardner's ages mixed up.
Oh, right.
But so apologies. How are you supposed to get sacks when you're on a team that basically you're in a two-score hole before you can blink?
Well,
he's playing on a terrible team.
He's not even getting pressures. He's doing nothing.
Well, he's being double teamed because he's one of the only things left on this crappy Jets team.
But he is produced. Well, I guess the defense was good, but the team's been crappy for a long time, and he's produced before. He's getting older. I mean,
I disagree with you. I don't think 27 and 28. Look at some of the great defensive tackles, pass rushers who are in the league right now.
Okay.
These guys are not.
Jalen Carter is the best and he's young.
Okay. Well, he's an anomaly, right? Like he hit right away. This is a tough position to develop defensive tackle, high bust rate with defensive tackles. And I think that you're looking at like Dexter Lawrence, and you're looking
how old is Dexter Lawrence?
He's in his mid to late 20s, and these guys play until they're in their 30s. Garrett, the TJ Watts, these guys are still getting paid in their 30s.
Defensive ends.
Yeah, defensive ends.
And also, by the way, what has Dexter Lawrence won?
Well, again, nothing, which is why he asked out of New York. He didn't want to be a part of another rebuild. Apparently, according to Connor Rogers, the local guy here in New York, said he wanted to go to Dallas. So he's going to be super motivated. But this is, if you look at it as just for this year, I think you're missing what the potential magic could be here, because this is a guy who's still under contract for 2 years after this year.
Oh, I know, at a pretty good rate, $24 million.
$24 million for next year, and then no guaranteed money for the year after. So you might have to throw him a little bit of money.
Do you think he's going to sit there at $24 million?
Well, you know what? I think for this season, obviously, of course, you're going to get him. I think for next year, yeah, I do. And then you'll figure out what happens after that. Listen, they stiff-armed Micah Parsons on a contract deals because they had to get George Pickens done, they had to get CeeDee Lamb done and Dak Prescott. I don't think that you have to necessarily pay him right away. You might throw him a little extra guaranteed money in 2027 just to keep him happy. But this is, to me, like, if you just think about it for more than this year, Quinton Williams was a number three overall pick. He is a dude. Like, he, instead of a lottery ticket of a draft pick, which I know is all exciting, and we'll talk about it from the Jets side, and we'll talk about the Colts yesterday, which was an exciting trade deadline in the NFL. But, like, this is what Jerry wants. This is what he needed. A guy who, according to PFF, is one of the best run stoppers in the league. And we watched that with our own eyes, even though he's been on some bad, bad teams.
Yeah, so let's be realistic. So do you think they're making the playoffs this year? They're 3-5-1.
I don't think so.
So, okay, so this year's out. So we're really talking about this was a trade for next year.
I think, and the year after, where you still have Dak Prescott really expensive. And, you know, listen, you are going to get some guys healthier on the defense, you think, to come back this year. So then you sort of gel this group, you know, use the last part of the season, the last whatever, we have a half left of the season, to maybe start to gel this group together. And then you hope that you hit the ground running in 2026, because you love Dak Prescott, right? You think they would even entertain quarterback. So you got your quarterback already wrapped up for 2 years, and they don't want to rebuild the Cowboys. That's clear.
They chased a mistake, possibly, with Micah Parsons. Not trading him when they did. They chased a mistake by not signing him in March at $40 million, which was the going rate for the highest defensive end.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that was on Parsons or if it was on the Cowboys. Now they're chasing that mistake by signing a guy who's going to get too old to help them at that salary. It's not going to work out.
Too
I'm telling
you, Chris Jones is 31, dude.
Yeah, like, Chris Jones is falling apart,
by the way. But Quinton Williams is about to be 28. He's not 31 yet.
But he'll be, you're talking about the 29 and 30 years where he's at the top of the market, and those could have been one second round pick, one first round pick. This is not going to go well. I'm telling you right now, Jerry is just digging a deeper hole. I know he likes to dig holes to look for oil. He's digging holes on his personnel side right now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, is it going to go well? I don't know if it's going to go well, but I don't mind the logic.
Like, really? Oh, so you're in a bleep those picks mood today, then.
I'm in a bleep those picks mood for this team.
But bleep those picks if you're the Rams and you have Matthew Stafford and you think you have Aaron Donald on the other side of the ball. Dallas shouldn't be in a bleep those picks mode. They should be in a rebuild mode. They should be collecting first round picks, bro, not giving them away.
You're talking about the Tooth Fairy right now. I mean, you're talking about
that
things that just
thinking?
Don't exist. Oh, sorry if anyone's in the car with the kids. You know what I'm saying? You're talking your wishes, hopes and wishes, right? You want the Dallas Cowboys to rebuild, but look at the roster. They're not in a rebuild mode, and they're not going to be. You can't do the process. I see you got your Iverson shirt on today, and you're all about everything Philadelphia. There's no process going on. You're not tanking to the top here. This is a team that actually Jerry is kind of, he doesn't do it perfectly, and it doesn't happen all the time, but this is an all-in move. Now, I will agree with you. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys yesterday trade for Quinton Williams. It's a 2026 second-round pick and a 2027 first-round pick. It's going to be the better of either Dallas or the Packers pick that they got for Micah Parsons. Now,
that's what put me over the edge, the better of the two picks. That put me over the edge.
But here's the thing. Both teams we expect to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So the better of is still going to likely be in the 20s.
Wait, why do you expect the Cowboys to be good?
Well, they have Quinton Williams now, and I think their defense is going to get better. We're talking about for 2027.
I know.
Right. So I think in 2026, they will be a good team. I would, on paper, if people are healthy, if Dak's healthy, why not? You're going to have CeeDee Lamb. You might franchise George Pickens. Your offensive line is going to be...
Well, first of all, then just like, you might as well light your locker room on fire the second you franchise tag George Pickens. But that's besides the point. Did you think the Cowboys were going to be good this year?
Not really.
But you have optimism for next year.
Well, if guys are coming back healthy on the defense and your offense is good, I know that they were not good against Arizona, but they are a good offense. And if Dak is healthy, then they should be able to be good. Like, their offensive line is young and cheap.
How's your coach?
TBD.
Okay.
At least they run the ball now.
Forget Dallas. Forget Jerry Jones. Let me just ask you this question.
Yeah.
A generic team is 3-5-1, and they are the biggest buyers in the entire trade deadline. Well, second to Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indy.
Like, that just on its surface, like, wait, what is happening here? Why would a 3-5-1 team do a trade deadline deal? Why wouldn't they wait till the offseason and figure things out? It just makes no sense. Well, and the reason they did it is because they're chasing the Micah Parsons mistake.
Okay. It can look a little like panicky, but you also have to understand, you had a team in the New York Jets that hung a for sale sign out yesterday.
Right.
And obviously the Colts came in and traded the two first round picks for Sauce Gardner. And then you have to realize, all right, what is on this carcass of a franchise that I can come in and that I can try to get. And by the way, Jerry apparently had his eye on Quinnen Williams, and the Jets talked in the offseason about possibly swapping for Micah Parsons, which is funny because I'm curious what EJ would think about this as a Jets fan. Micah Parsons would have been miserable on this team. I mean, Justin Fields stinks, and this team is going absolutely nowhere, and everyone wants off the Titanic of the Jets. Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday actually was a good day for New York. We'll get to that in a little bit because now they have an arsenal that's stockpiled. But I think where Dallas had to strike while the iron's hot is Miami clearly didn't want to do full-on sell because they traded Jalen Phillips to your Eagles, but they kept Jalen Waddle, and you know, but the Jets did. Like, anything you wanted from the Jets was like a clearance sale yesterday. Now, everything wasn't cheap, but you got some. The only talented people on the roster left.
Well, there was two signs out.
Besides
there was
Brees
one,
Hall.
The Jets, everything's for sale.
Yeah.
Definitely. The other one was Jerry basically saying, hey, come take advantage of me. I feel like the NFL, I think there are 31 GMs who saw that deal like, whoa, maybe we can trade somebody to Jerry. Because Jerry came out and said, like, my timeline is nigh. I better make a move now. So I'm sure Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, is like, oh, my God, Jerry's giving away the farm. Let's get in there and try and trade him something. I feel like the NFL definitely was, that was a sign to the NFL, hey, we can be taken advantage of. We're the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I did not see it the same way. I don't think this was a bad deal. Let's get to Jerry Jones, though. 105.3 The Fan in Dallas is where he does his weekly interview. He said his age does give greater urgency to moves he makes for the Cowboys.
Let me just add this up for logic for you. I don't have time, personally, to have a bad time. It's not on my schedule. And so I have a natural urgency because of my age. And so my tomorrows, the immediate tomorrow, are a big thing to me.
Well, that was morbid.
Yeah, sheesh. I mean, he is 83, so like he's entitled to think however he wants to think. This made me wonder, you know, is he sick? Like,
no,
I don't know.
Maybe he's just 83. This made me wonder.
Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I get it. You have a different perspective at 83 than you do, you know, at 53. But
is there any NFL fan who didn't want their GM to get on the horn with Jerry immediately? I mean, that's saying we're not. I'm ready to make a not smart move. That's what I heard right there.
Well, here, that it was a little YOLO. And a little bit of, I don't have, you know, I don't have time to have a bad time. I kind of like that, of all the Jerry-isms. That could be a fun philosophy. But I ask you, it's not like he got a bad player. He got a really great top five defensive tackle in this league, who's top one in certain metrics, who's still in his prime, who's salary isn't so insane, and he had to give up a second and a first for it. When you don't have these other glaring needs like quarterback, I get it. Listen, I love killing Jerry Jones. We're on him all the time. The dude can't breathe or sneeze without us saying, ha ha, Jerry, you stink. And I can't find fault with this.
Listen, thank you.
Yeah.
I thought this was okay. This is a fine, I don't even think it's a risk. Quinnen Williams is not a risk. He's not high risk, high reward. It's reward. Like, the guy has proven that he panned out. And how many busts do we see at this defensive tackle position, Pearl? It's hard. Guys can't stay in shape. They can't make weight.
Defensive tackle? I don't know. Mason Graham looks like a baller.
You're cherry-picking.
And Walter Nolan, if all of a sudden is Jalen Carter. I don't know. Is it that hard to get a defensive tackle? Is that a high bust position? I don't think of it like that at all. I would go young and in the draft. They messed up with Mozzie Smith, but... was a 27th pick.
Okay, but that's about where they pick in the 20s. And Mozzie Smith got sent to the Jets also.
They're not picking
the
20s anymore. First of all, what are they picking this year?
Well, this year has gone particularly bad.
Yeah.
It has gone very bad. I don't know. And I just see some of these guys, like, and I see how effective they are still in their late 30s. Like, I'm looking at a list of the best defensive tackles right now. Right. And so you're looking at Dexter Lawrence is 27. Chris Jones is 31. Jalen Carter, very young, 24. I'll give you that. Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans is 27. Quinnen Williams is 27, about to be 28. Leonard Williams is 31.
That's funny.
Matt Ebuke is hurt right now. He's 27. DeForest Buckner's 30. Vita Vea is 30. These guys are still awesome.
Yeah, those guys are all old and expensive. We're talking about the future. I mean, I was just listen to someone say how the Colts have to prepare already for life without DeForest Buckner. Like, and Leonard Williams is good, but that's because like there's something magical going on out there in Seattle. I just think that, yeah, he's old and expensive. Like, you could have just, you could have gotten that guy for less. You could get versions of that guy for less. And it's defensive tackle, too. Again, it's not T.J. Watt. I just don't think he's going
to
have that kind of impact.
They do need to start. They need to stop the run, so they do need guys on the inside. But here's the thing. You're talking about the future. Guys, the future in the NFL, to me, is now 2 to 3 years. That's kind of what it is, you know? Unless you're talking quarterback like a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, guys you're going to have for a decade, it's kind of a... It's a week-to-week league sometimes, and it's kind of year-to-year. And for me, Quinnen Williams to say he's about to be 29 years old, so now he's old and expensive, when they want him for 2 more years, yeah, that doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think he's going to ask for more money, but we already talked about that.
Yeah.
One thing about this trade is, first of all, I don't think any other GM is doing this. Every team that has traded away a first-round pick for a player, it's getting to be a disastrous route. The Atlanta Falcons traded their next year's first for James Pierce, a pass rusher, and they're not making the playoffs. The Jags traded to the Cleveland Browns for Travis Hunter, a first-round pick, and they're not making the playoffs probably.
Yeah, he's on IR.
And even if they do, it has nothing to do with Travis Hunter, who's had zero impact and now is hurt. So, yeah, generally, like, it's a bad road to go down, trading a first-round pick for now. It's been very, now a lot of those teams get those picks and blow those picks. I'll give you that. These are bad franchises. The Jets being the number one team to do that. Where they collect, but generally, like, you give away a first round pick for a player, usually the player doesn't work out. Usually the first round pick is more valuable to me. And I don't think anybody except Jerry makes this move. I think most GMs would have been more cautious about protecting those assets, because the Cowboys had a lot of future assets and now they don't.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Perloff and I obviously seeing this very differently. I'm giving kudos, as Joe Boninga would say. Kudos to, kudos.
Well, somebody check in on that guy.
Kudos to the Dallas Cowboys. Just a funny thing, funny way to say it. I liked it. I like this move because I'm living in Jerry's, I'm trying to put myself in Jerry's head, in
what
Jerry's world. In Jerry's world, which is rebuild's not an option.
Who is this guy, Bad Freaking Bunny?
why did you trade Micah Parsons? Jerry, I have you here. As long as I have you here, why'd you do that move?
I mean, God only
are
knows.
Are you asking me?
It's because he lied down knows. On a training table.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, because he lied down on a training table. I have no idea. That thing was maybe just doomed from the start.
Are you kidding me?
888-710-4ISN. I don't have all the answers.
I'm trying to get you to do a Southern accent here. You're in Jerry's head. Come on, give us some. Can someone pour her a finger of Johnny Walker Blue, and can we get serious here?
I don't know his name.
Today's a good day to have a good day. I can't do Jerry. I'm not good at impressions
Michael
like you are.
Michael Parsons? Oh, yeah,
Michael
great.
Michael Parsons.
All right. I like the trade. Perloff says no. Now, we will get to the Colts, who we thought were going to be the real headliners here. Yo, what is going on in Indy? Okay, we'll get to that. 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. The Colts, you can't be more all in.
Yeah.
They didn't just push chips to the middle of the table. Like, they blasted him out of a T-shirt gun.
As my kids would say, they don't like quarterback Daniel Jones. They love quarterback Daniel Jones, because they are like, we got our guy. Let's go win the AFC.
This is all about Daniel Jones. I'll agree with you there. We'll get into that. So much to get to. And then the Jets side of it also. We'll let EJ give his little Jets take about, you know, is this one finally going to work? Hold for that.
Oh, yeah. Jets are going to the Super Bowl in about a year and a half.
You mean a decade and a half. Anyway, oh, yesterday actually was a good day for the Jets, but we'll get into that. 888-710-4ISN. But all the good days for the Jets happen off of a football field. None of the good days actually happen like on a Sunday or a Thursday like a Monday night.
That is cruel but accurate.
888-710-4ISN. Okay. Maggie and Perloff show. Cowboy fans, let's go. Did Jerry give you reason to believe yesterday? M&P.
Listen, thank you.
Okay, I think that Jerry and the Cowboys are losers, but I'll tell you where you could be winners, Maggie. That's called transition.
Yeah,
Prize Picks.
So good.
Prize Picks is the best way to enjoy sports. And If you have a take and you're right, you can win big here. You can keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's so simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. I'm very curious. It's a funny night in sports. There's a lot of NBA going on. I need to hear your strategy. That's like the first thing we usually talk about, but I was late because I couldn't find a parking spot, so I don't know what you're doing on Prize Picks.
All right. Well, I'm still working out my Prize Picks right now, but I got to tell you, Maction yesterday, very good to me. I'm feeling awesome about what's going on with Prize Picks, and you can be too. It's our obsession. Again, we talk about it every day. And every morning, do you win on Prize Picks? How's your streak going on Prize Picks? At one point, Perloff had like 12 days in a row going.
Yeah, we really talk about it more when we win. At least I talk about it more when I win. But yeah, last night I should have followed your lead. That's why I was asking what you're doing today.
I'm not going to gatekeep it. I won't. I got lots of things percolating because Prize Picks has just been awesome to me lately. Is Prize Picks available to you? Well, probably because it's there for you in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Don't have to worry about your transactions. They're all fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks has been awesome for our show, and it can be awesome for you, too. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks to get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is so good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Debating the Cowboys' move to start to trade a second-round pick in 2026 and a first-round pick in 2027 for Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. Do you like the trade? Go to @MaggieandPerl on X and vote. I do not like it from the Dallas perspective at all. Maggie gets it. She's in a bleep those picks mode today.
Totally. And I realize it's not for this season, right?
Yeah.
I get that. It's about for next year and the year after when you're still paying Dak Prescott. But you can go vote, though, or you call us up, 888-710-4ISN. Tyrone's in Dallas. Tyrone, Jerry did something. Do you love it or hate it?
First of all, I want to say good morning to y'all. It's a pleasure to be on with y'all.
Good morning.
Second of all, man, y'all played the perfect song. Don't stop me now. About this trade, I want to say whoop-dee-doo. Because I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to hit you with an old Southern phrase. If was a fifth, all of us would be drunk this morning. It's not going to help us this year or next year because have you seen them linebackers, corners, and safety? Not good at all. Trash. Perloff, I want to say to you're wrong. Respectfully, you're wrong.
About what?
Jerry didn't make this trade to make up for the Michael Parsons trade. Jerry made this trade because he's afraid that he lost the fan base. Monday night game, the Boo Birds came out, and he's scared to death that he can't sell the fan base on the crap that he's been selling us on. So this trade, Quentin Williams is cool. What's the name? We can't fall in love with the names on the back of the jersey. We got to fall in love with the production. And I'm kind of with you, Perlow. Is the production really matching what he was? Is he getting a little longer than him? We'll have to see. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you. I really don't believe. I think we got him a little bit too late. But we'll see. But I don't think it's going to help this year or next year. They have to rebuild, especially in the secondary and the linebacker.
Tyrone, thank you for the call. Yeah. I love that that saying, if ifs were fifths, we'd all be drunk. Yeah. I also like the saying, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. But I do think that, respectfully, you know, it is not for this year.
Right.
I do think it is for the future. And you are getting guys back, in theory, who are hurt. Now, maybe Trayvon Diggs is gone forever. That relationship seems like it's gone.
His legs seem gone.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I almost feel better about finding guys for the linebackers and safety position who can come in
and
right
corner,
away.
And corner.
And corner. Fine, add it. It's linebacker, safety, and corner who can come in right away and can actually give you production as rookies or second-year guys, more than defensive tackles. I just think they take a little bit longer. And you can tell me Jalen Carter, okay, he came
and
out
Mason
of the
Graham, and
he
and
came
Walter
out of the
Nolan
womb
on Monday night. That was incredible.
Okay, well, some of the other all-time guys, like, do you remember Dexter Lawrence's rookie year?
Well, do you remember Aaron Donald? He came in the league ready to terrorize everybody. Not that he's going to be Aaron Donald. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I totally agree with that. But can we talk about Tyrone's point about Jerry and the fan base? Because I think that is something. Yes. Was this move a cosmetic move? Because I get it. You know, he talked in the offseason, their training camps in Oxnard, California, and it has been emptying out like crazy. Was this about the fan base? That's not a bad theory.
Okay, that's fine. I think Jerry kind of thinks, and this is not a disrespect to Cowboy fans, he knows he's got you. And I just
does
like,
he?
I think
does
he does.
He?
I think he does.
I don't know. I feel like the interest is waning.
You want to know why? Because every fan base, I think, feels like they have their teams. You know, even the worst ones, I think they realize that the NFL is a rocket ship at all times. There is no ceiling to this. The owners get so rich. Now, maybe Jerry has a vanity thing that maybe other owners may not have, if the stadium, if he's getting booed or what have you. But if you want to make a splash, do you do it with a defensive tackle? Like, George Pickens, that's a guy people know. He's on your fantasy teams. Like, Quinton Williams is a really good defensive tackle and played at a big-time program at Alabama, so maybe people understand, but big flashy moves is not defensive tackles if you really try to save the fan base.
I hear you, but I think they had to. I think those first-round picks were burning a hole in his pocket, and he realized he had to make a move. I do think the fan base is waning. I mean, this is a fan base that turned, a lot of people turned on Jerry when he got there because they love Tom Landry. They are a bit fickle. And I'm going by training camp. It does seem like the Cowboy fan base is losing some interest. I mean, I could be, if you're in Dallas, please call us. Not that they're always going to be interested in the Cowboys, but I feel like the frustration is now real. It does feel like, especially with stuff Jerry is saying about win now, when they're not winning now, I mean, they're going to end the season most likely not in the playoffs. That's going to feel really bad.
So let's also talk about the other big blockbuster trade from yesterday. You had two blockbusters. Quinton Williams is a blockbuster, and then you had Sauce Gardner, the cornerback for the Jets, that was traded to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks. And now listen, this was an obvious need for Indianapolis for as out of nowhere as this season has been, where they're 7-2, that cornerback spot in their secondary has been a little leaky, and you have Tre'Davious Ward who had to go on IR. Do you guys remember that story where he got a concussion in the pregame warmups? It's been terrible, but he eventually, you think, will be back.
Yep.
And Sauce Gardner can pair very nicely and give Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator for the Colts, give him a really amazing piece and chess piece to play with. To me, and I think you and I are actually in lockstep in this. We're very apart on Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, but I think you and I are in lockstep a little bit with the Colts, which is, this to me is less to do with Sauce and has everything to do with Daniel Jones. You just traded away two first-round picks, your next two, 2026 and 2027. That means you believe you've got your guy after 9 games. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Daniel Jones with his back up against the wall, and I'm not saying he's like lazy or something like that when he's after he's got his money, But it's just a very different experience from what I've noticed. Like, he was in a do-or-die season in New York and ended up having his best year. They keep Daniel Jones and jettison Saquon Barkley. Terrible decision. And now he's in a do-or-die situation in Indianapolis. It's a good situation. But you have to believe now Daniel Jones is going to win you a Super Bowl. Who, what Colts fan on planet Earth? You had Peyton Manning. You had Andrew Luck. You understand what awesome quarterback play is about. Is there a Colts fan on planet Earth that thinks that Daniel Jones is now going to be worth whatever contract they're going to have to give him and that he's the guy getting you to a Super Bowl? I'm sorry. I cannot get there.
You don't think the Colts could? Yeah, I think the Colts could win a Super Bowl.
With Daniel Jones?
Yeah. I think.
What evidence do we possibly have that Daniel Jones is an awesome playoff quarterback?
I think you and I might view this differently. I think there are about 15 quarterbacks who could win a Super Bowl. And I got to do an analogy here. If you pull Jalen Hurts and you looked at his numbers off the Eagles, would you say that quarterback can win a Super Bowl?
Can Daniel Jones tush push? You guys have a cheat code.
They have Shane Steichen. And Shane Steichen made Jalen Hurts one of the most effective quarterbacks and the most effective offense. I think Daniel Jones and Shane Steichen is a great marriage. That's why I'm not worried about him not playing well with his contract. Even in this game, they were terrible on Sunday. Daniel Jones made some throws. He's always had arm talent. We've known that. His problem has always been processing. He's always he's always just sort of held on the ball a little too long. And I think Shane Steichen fixed that. And would you have said Sam Darnold could have a follow-up year from last year where Sam Darnold broke up? No, most people were like, I don't know. That was a one-time thing with Kevin O'Connell, the coach in Minnesota. Then he goes to Seattle. He's having the same kind of year. Yes, I have faith that these retreads will keep it going. Baker Mayfield, same thing. Yes, Daniel Jones is good enough to get the Colts to a Super Bowl. I still hate the trade, by the way. But two first rounds for Sauce Gardner. I mean, is he Darrell Revis combined with Deion Sanders? I did not get that move. But Daniel Jones is fine. This offense can be good enough. The key for them, and I think the most important thing, is they got to get home field. If they have to go to Buffalo, they're a dome team in the most dome sense. That's bad. So maybe this move, this is really tricky because the Colts are all in this year, right?
Yeah.
So they got it. But the problem is Buffalo and New England have these crazy easy schedules. It's going to be really hard for the Colts to wrestle away home field. But I think they were saying we need home field. We can take advantage of a very down AFC.
They looked at the AFC, and I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. This is the perfect time to strike. C.J. Stroud, unfortunately, dealing with concussion now. Houston's been off all year long.
Yeah.
Obviously, what's going on, Jacksonville is kind of a work in progress. The defense is really good. Offense may be coming along. And obviously, Tennessee is maybe one of the worst teams in the NFL again this year. So you're obviously looking at the division okay. Then you're looking at the rest of the AFC. Do we even know that the Baltimore Ravens are making the playoffs? If the playoffs started today, the Chiefs would be out. Like, there's a, the Bills definitely look vulnerable with their defense not being awesome. They added nobody yesterday at the trade deadline. So I can, and New England is a little inexperienced. So I can see where, they feel like now's the time. But this was extreme.
Yeah, this was a lot.
This was an extreme move. And again, I just don't think that Daniel Jones is winning a Super Bowl. And I don't think Sam Darnold's winning a Super Bowl, quite frankly. So I'm not as in on the retreads as you might be, because here's the thing. Daniel Jones is a great story when it's a one-year, $14 million deal and you're getting this kind of production. Just wait till it's $40 million a year. You might not love him as much.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's some magic. It feels like you're a quarterback. You leave either of the two New York teams. You're just all of a sudden awesome somewhere else. I mean, look at the playoff standings. There are a lot of former New York quarterbacks that are in the play. I mean, we're going to definitely see Aaron Rodgers, it looks like. We're definitely going to see Sam Darnold.
He's not a former New York quarterback.
The Jets.
Yeah, he spent 18 years in Green Bay and about seven months in New York.
You leave that building and all of a sudden, I've actually have science on this. You leave the Jets facility, your passer rating automatically goes up 20%. It's a fact as old as time. Geno Smith, you go down the list.
Well, it took Geno a decade to get another starting job. It wasn't like, from A to B.
Generally,
with Darnold.
The rule applies. Favre left the Jets building and his rating went up 30 points in about two days.
Yeah, well, thankfully he pulled his pants up before he walked out.
I hear a lot of Jets over there. It's not just New York football.
Well, I know.
I
want to lump in Daniel Jones. He's kind of a Jets quarterback. I just think that he was on a bad team, so now he's on a good team. There's a lot of evidence that these guys can keep it going. I'm not. Daniel Jones is fine. He's going to be good in that offense as long as he stays healthy.
Fine is no longer the bar.
You know what influenced me the most was like, EJ was not high on Sauce Gardner. And I'm like, two first rounds for Sauce Gardner, who is not head and shoulders above every other cornerback in the league. It's not like Sauce Gardner is a generational core, like number one Darrell Revis type. To me, that was what really, it's not even about Daniel Jones. I'm like, Sauce Gardner, really? I think everyone was like, two first rounders for him? I heard a lot of that amongst, like, one friend texted me, like, is this trade for real?
Yeah, I'll let EJ get in here. Jets fans are so done with Sauce Gardner.
Right,
now,
right,
that
exactly.
Doesn't mean, but it's just like Quinnen Williams. You're like, well, his production has tailed off. Well, there might be a couple explanations for that.
Yeah, but production's trailed off. Two first rounders for a guy whose production is, it's got to be a no-brainer.
No, I'm saying for Quinnen Williams, yeah. A first rounder, second rounder, yeah. And Sauce Gardner, like, maybe there is a, he's still so young, he is talented, and maybe there's a way where you feel like he is not, he was a former All-Pro, but maybe he hasn't even hit his ceiling yet. And with Lou Anarumo and a little stability, maybe he can actually turn into what you hope. Listen, they paid him. You know, they're seeing, the Jets did. His contract doesn't kick in for another 2 years, but they gave him an extension of $120 million. I mean, they just did that. So clearly, he's highly thought of inside NFL buildings. Just the fans do not like Sauce Gardner anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's metrics that show that he's played better than maybe what the eye test has shown.
Yeah.
But the reality is, and I said this yesterday, if you're a cornerback who isn't a guy who's taking away half the field and doesn't also take the ball away, I think to pay that guy at top dollar, you better have a great team. And if the Jets, if they had Aaron Rodgers, he was playing great, and the rest of the defensive players, if that was the team that you were paying Sauce Gardner to play for, that's one thing. I think to pay him that for a team that's rebuilding, that's going nowhere, doesn't make sense. He doesn't cause turnovers. He's not good at getting interceptions. And he's okay in man-to-man, but like he's not like a guy like Darrell Revis. And I know Jets fans want to always bring Revis, but he's not Darrell Revis. He doesn't just take the half the field away where you can't even throw to that guy. That's not who he is. He's a good to very good cornerback. But to give up two first-round picks, man, I'm calling this the Jones-Ursay stimulus package for the New York Jets because they just helped us out big time. Shout out to the Jones family. Shout out to the Ursays.
EJ, if you were GM, would you have given away for one first-rounder?
Yeah.
And a second.
Yeah. If I could have got a first and a third, I would have traded. I would have traded them.
And you got the money off the book. The future money is gone now, too.
Yeah. So. And look, A.D. Mitchell has shown knuckleheaded tendencies, but the Jets have zero wide receivers. So, hey, he runs a 4.3. He's tall. Go out there and run around. Let's see what you can do. I'm fine with giving him a shot.
Well, you are getting A.D. Mitchell, the young receiver, but
wait,
I worry.
Sauce Gardner, the Buffalo Wild Wings spokesperson?
I worry a little bit about A.D. Mitchell in New York, but. You know, that's another thing.
I worried about Sauce Gardner. He seemed like the one, he wanted to date Ice Spice and date other influencers more than improve his game.
Get in line.
That shows some common sense in some people's minds.
I'm sorry, line behind you, Manny.
That's right.
888-710-4ISN.
Tough choice.
888-710-4476. Bogues is here. Can you hold on 1 second? We'll take a quick break. We'll get the headlines for you because this trade deadline really lived up to the billing. I actually wish a little bit more had happened. A couple more teams out there, maybe, I don't know, with glaring holes, needs.
Oh, you're not
Super Bowl contenders who, you know.
Like maybe a team maybe in Western New York?
Maybe a team in Western New York who has some obvious needs. But according to some reporters yesterday, the Jets were not trading in the AFC East. So the Bills couldn't even pick at the carcass of the Jets. And I don't think Miami was actually really thinking about trading Jalen Waddle.
My issues are worse than yours as an Eagles fan. You know that Howie wanted to take advantage of Jerry Jones so badly, and Jerry would not pick up his phone.
Get out of here, Super Bowl reigning champ. You don't get to complain about anything ever.
I mean, you could see he was chomping at the bit to take advantage of a bad franchise and just could not get in there.
888-710-4ISN. Kansas City also didn't do anything. 888-710-4476. We got a lot to get into. And some headlines next. Asking you on X. Love the trade for the Cowboys? Hate the trade for the Cowboys. Quinnen Williams, second round pick, a first round pick in 2027, and Mazi Smith says goodbye to Dallas. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show, reacting to a big trade deadline. Got a question out here for you about the Cowboys. A little all in from Jer. How about that? Yesterday I said this was his most embarrassing year, but I think he kind of saved himself with this Quinnen Williams trade. I like it for maybe not this year, but for the future. And then obviously the Colts, new owner Carly Ursay Gordon, right? Jim Irsay's, one of his daughters, is down on the sidelines with the earpiece in, right? She wants to hear all the coaches and how people are talking to each other. She is involved. You think Jerry got kind of fleeced yesterday? Yeah. I think she got kind of fleeced yesterday. And, you know, Chris Ballard, the GM, is not really known for taking these massive swings like this.
Yeah.
And I think that, credit to Darren Mooji, the Jets GM, I think he saw that there was a team that probably, you know, didn't think they'd be 7-2, didn't think the AFC would be breaking like this, and I think saw a new owner that they kind of took advantage of, Pearl.
My understanding is the Colts called them, by the way. The Colts were, it felt like the Colts were the aggressive ones in here. Mooji was just a recipient. I don't know if that's true, but whatever. So the Colts were itching. They were like Jerry. They were itching to make a move.
They were, but EJ's a Jets fan who said we would have made this for a first and a third, and they got two firsts.
I would have done it for maybe even a second and a third. I don't know.
The guy's expensive, too. It's crazy.
He is young.
He's young, but two first-round picks, and you're going to take out $120 million eventually. This year, it's only $10 million cap. This year is manageable.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to get Daniel Jones now with a big contract. Let's get to Bogus. He's got the latest and greatest headlines for us. Very busy day.
Yeah, guys, your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks, the hard-hitting football action. Even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks. Use code PRIMETIME.
What about Junior?
And get $50 in bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You guys can talk all you want about the Cowboys, the Colts, the Jets. How about the Chargers opening up the vault to land O-lineman Trevor Penning from the Saints. LA's blocking is falling apart. They need help. They get a guy who was on his third different position along the offensive line in New Orleans because of various deficiencies. But maybe now Justin Herbert can survive the entirety of the rest of the season. Meanwhile, we got our first CFP rankings last night. Unbeaten Ohio State is first, not surprisingly. Then fellow unbeatens Indiana and Texas A&M. There is not a group of five school in the top 25, but the bracket needs one of them, so Memphis gets pulled in. They would face Georgia in the 5-12 game in round one.
Good luck.
You'd also have Notre Dame at BYU, Oregon at Texas Tech, and Virginia at Ole Miss, UVA, the highest-ranked ACC team at number 14.
Wait, Bogues, you mean my Memphis Tigers? Andrew Perloff's favorite team?
I thought the Houston Cougars were your favorite team.
Oh, I am a Cougars fan, but they lost. Okay. Connor Wegman looked pretty good in the loss. Ryan Silverfield is my new spirit animal.
Of
the coach of Memphis
is
the greatest in-game and post-game interview subject you will ever see in your life. The show has to embrace Memphis.
What?
Yes, the Memphis Tigers, baby. Their uniforms are cool. They had Penny Hardaway back in the day. Let's go, Memphis.
Penny's been there for a while.
Isn't he the basketball coach?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Well, or is he fired a third time for another violation?
Oh, wow. Wait, is he still the coach? Because something's going on there.
I think he's on like double secret probation because he keeps getting violations on top of violations.
It's not secret.
The Memphis Tigers. I think that is let's face it. We have to, last year, Maggie, I think you picked Boise State in preseason last year, and they went to the group of 12. So we have to root for one small school, right, or mid-major.
Paxton Lynch still the quarterback?
Cowboys. Remember how bad the Cowboys and Jerry wanted Paxton Lynch? And they missed him, and then they drafted Dak Prescott in the fourth round. Anyway, Memphis Tigers, I'm all about them. Why not? Come on, Bogues.
Why not?
I mean, do I have any geographical ties to Memphis? No.
You have no ties to any of the things that you like today that you will not like tomorrow.
Memphis loses one game. Perloff's going to be off that bandwagon so fast.
Well, they're probably out if they lose one game. So, of course. you guys got a better school for me? Because we got to go for one mid-major.
No, well, what? They're in a power four.
Well,
shockingly.
I mean, Big Ten.
not good.
Technically a power four. But
how about? I mean, we'll talk more about the top 25 and the college football playoff ranking. Notre Dame. What are we doing?
Being Notre Dame.
I know.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting a team for me to jump on the bandwagon. I'm like, that one's pretty full.
I don't think there is a line you will cross.
No, considering you love the Dodgers recently, I don't know if there is a bandwagon that could be too full for you.
I don't know. If I'm going to pick that kind of school, give me Ohio State. I can't jump on Notre Dame.
I don't know how they're going to justify the pretzel that they are going to put themselves into if somehow Louisville is four spots below Notre Dame when Notre Dame lost to Miami and Louisville beat Miami, but sure, let's do this.
Hey, how about Miami beat Notre Dame and they're eight spots behind them? That's great.
Yeah, but you just lost two games. You lost to unranked SMU. I agree with you, EJ. I thought it was way crazy, but yeah, you definitely beat them.
I can't wait.
But that win doesn't even look as good now for Notre Dame because now Miami's lost to it.
The games don't matter.
They do not matter.
We learned that last year. We're learning this year. The games don't actually matter. The results don't actually matter. It just
matters about the brand.
How the brands feel and how the committee feels on that week.
You play to win the game.
Well, everyone thinks it's going to be Notre Dame. Notre Dame's in. Forget it. Texas with three losses. That is going to be the one that's going to crack me up. Watch. It will happen. Sorry, Bugs, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, like, the games do matter. Like, Miami's is behind Notre Dame because they've lost two games. Like, the games do matter.
But the head-to-head.
Notre Dame lost two games, and then they played a game against each other, and Miami beat them.
Yeah, but again, the games still do matter. Not in the way that we want them to sometimes, but the games do matter. It's just we don't understand why they matter to those people in the room.
No, and then they always just default, and they're like, well, the eye test, we feel like Notre Dame's a better team on tape. It's like, well, then what are you supposed to say to that?
Right.
And if you're trying to ask who's better, Notre Dame or Miami, you have to, at some point, you have to judge what they did when they played against each other. To me, that clearly was not a judgment if you had them eight spots. But I'm not here to even, like, prop up Miami because almost all the other teams, I'm fine with them being ahead of them. Most of those teams have one loss. But a team that you beat in a one-on-one spot, a game, by the way, Miami was up double digits most of the game, and you're saying that team is eight spots ahead of them, it seems crazy to me.
No, it's on a soapbox.
This is on the Hurricanes, though. If you had scheduled the service academies in Purdue more, like, then you'd be in here.
Seriously.
Everyone knows that. By the way, the committee changes, but they have no interest in strength of schedule. It's just not a thing for them.
Wait, what did they say yesterday? We don't care about scheduling philosophy. I think somebody said that.
Yeah, so get ready for September to just suck for college football from now to the end of time.
There's also the argument, too, like, well, okay, they're ahead now, but if these other three teams win out, they will jump them, these, like, hypothetical, like, future. So, like, don't be upset today that they're in because they're not safely in, but that's not helpful either.
No, I mean, and this is all for the TV show of it, right? They've got to leave moves to kind of keep shocking us. But this guy, Mac Rhodes, who's the AD
I
want to
talk about him.
Why is he winking at the camera much? No. You look guilty, man.
I feel like there's like a...
He did two winks.
The short of like an Abbott Cassell. Like, now they went with a weird skinny-looking guy this year. Like, I'd love to know the philosophy.
Last year it's a fat guy. This year it's a skinny guy. That's amazing. They're just casting this thing. It's just a TV show. That's all it is. Oh, boy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.